third or fourth one of that we've done, and in an effort to make sure that we're keeping you updated on to, oh, let me turn my voice down here. Sorry about that. I want to keep you updated on what's happening in your community. As we get information, even though we may not have, you know, a lot of information that's happened over the last couple of days, I want to make sure that we still give you what we have and keep you updated on what's happening inside your city. Tennessee, today, the confirmed cases, there's 2,683 cases statewide. Rutherford County, we have 86. We're up from 57. Now, some of that, after continually in contact with our health department, want to make sure and stress that part of that is because there's more testing. Did talk with and have daily with St. Thomas Health and Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We've tested in Rutherford County almost 900 residents or 900 people so far. To give that into comparison, Williamson County has tested roughly 1,000, and we're nowhere near close to what Metro Davidson County has tested, but the testing is going. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is still doing their remote testing to be able to get tested. Remember, on these videos, we've talked about assessment. We've also talked about having the symptoms. You do have to be symptomatic to be tested. You can call the county health department if you're not a person at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic to be able to access those mobile testing sites. And there are many other sites throughout the community that are offering those. So go back. Don't want to belabor what we've gone over, but you want to make sure, and if you're sick, follow the proper protocol that you normally would on contacting your physician to make sure and get that out. There are currently 8 patients at St. Thomas that are in the hospital. That number is down 2 from Sunday, so that's a blessing. We do have the governor put in place day before yesterday executive order 21 and 22. 21 was an amendment to executive order 17 that put in place prohibitions on nail salons, tattoo parlors, businesses, you know, barbers, hair salons, those types of organizations or businesses. So that is in place. 22 was the governor's safer at home order. I can't go over all of it, but it's pretty detailed in listing essential businesses and non-essential businesses. So I would recommend to you, that's on our city website. You can go on there, click on the COVID link, and that'll give you all the information there. We renewed our executive order this past Saturday, and that's the order I had put in place on March the 21st that went into effect on the 22nd. We did make some adjustments to that. The new order, we prohibited hookah bars. Those are closed now. Cigar bars, any gatherings of 10 or more in any of our parks, unless you're a family, that has been prohibited now. I did put in place a safer at home order this past Saturday that was very similar to what the governor put in place 4 or 5 days later. But what we're really stressing is the essential businesses and non-essential businesses, that if you don't need to go out, don't go out. Stay at home. I can't stress that enough. I was talking to one of my friends in New York last night, and that's a different situation and what they're dealing with, just to the density in their city. But this is a serious deal that we want to make sure that everyone is listening to your local authorities, to listening to your state authorities, and listening to your federal authorities. I get it. This is no fun. I mean, it's super hard for someone to tell someone to stay at home, the effect this is having on our businesses, but we're going to get through it. The quicker that we heed the warnings, the better off we're all going to be. I fully expect, looking at the data that's coming in, that our order will stay in place for the foreseeable future. I mean, I hope in the next 2 or 3 weeks that we'll have a better idea to be able to have those things situated, but let's pray that everyone does what they're supposed to do. Also, we are looking at our safer at home order. We're looking at the viability of other options, so I'll keep you updated on that. From a city standpoint, and I haven't been able to look at your questions, so I'll do that as we get through this, but City Hall, we're on limited staffing. Police and fire, our essential services are absolutely moving forward. We have not had a decrease in any of our staffing on police, on fire, on solid waste. Our solid waste have gone to work 5 8-hour shifts as opposed to 4 10s. We did put out guidance asking our residents to help us. Obviously, with more people at home, the amount of trash that we're picking up is substantially more than what we have been picking up. So we're asking to do your part and help us on grass clippings and brush. We need to be picking trash up, not picking grass clippings and brush up right now. So help us on that. Limited staffing at City Hall. We are working in different shifts. The offices are still open. There's someone there that if you need to do business, you can do that. You may have to do it remotely. The inspections are still taking place. Permits are still taking place. But the City Hall is closed to customer traffic. Parks and Rec, just to make sure, there's been all kinds of different information out there, but we closed our playgrounds back on the 21st of March. So all the playgrounds are closed. Volleyball courts, the nets are down. Dog parks, we closed those on Monday. So basically everything inside our Parks and Rec system is closed except for the open fields. And we are patrolling to make sure that no soccer matches, those things are taking place. We want to make sure that no groups of 10 are congregating inside our Parks and Recreation system. So now I've talked about all the things that we're doing to tell you you can't do, but I want to tell you something that Murfreesboro did do. I put out a call yesterday morning. Dr. Gilbert with our city school system had said that our backpack program needed help. And for those of you that don't know what the backpack program is, you know, we've got roughly 600 kids that are being served right now, and those 600 kids are getting food in backpacks to be able to take home for the weekends. That's not counting the chow bus that's running right now that's serving roughly 35 sites, two servings per day at breakfast and lunch. Our SROs are accompanying those. We're handing out thousands of books per week for kids to be able to read, to have something to do besides just stay on a game. So that's something that we've been really proud of. I'm so proud of our staff that they've been able to rally and make sure that that service has continued. But I put that call out because we were running low on funds, we were running low on food. And as of last night, and I haven't gotten the numbers back this morning, but we had almost $20,000 that we raised yesterday to be able to continue that program. So I want to thank all those that donated. You still can go to MurfreesboroCitySchools.net, MurfreesboroCitySchools.net, and click on donate. Every little bit helps. I'm just amazed at what happened yesterday to be able to get money to be able to feed all the kids that are in this community. Special thanks to Second Harvest Food Bank. They've been beneficial on making sure that we have the shipments that we need to be able to have. The last thing I want to get before I go back and I'll scroll through some of these questions. You know, it's easy to be able to, I get all this information, and first, I'm so thankful to my wife. You know, this is one of those things as a local mayor that, you know, no one anticipated that we would be dealing with something like this as rapidly as we've had to deal with it. And so it's really easy to be able to see this information, to see the things on the news, to be able to get the data that's coming across and feel overwhelmed, or for you to feel, to really feel like that there's no hope. And what I want to tell you, there is hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we don't have spirits of fear, but we have to be cautious and we have to take this serious. I can't tell you the number of emails that I get all weekend long about, hey, people are congregating here, people are congregating there. And, you know, again, we talk about this, but at some point, personal responsibility has to come in. Government can only do so much. So if you see your neighbor doing things that they're not supposed to do, if you see kids that are congregating, please help us with that. Big box retailers, we've been in contact with them to make sure that there's social distancing that's happening in the community. One of the things that I continually got information back was, you know, Home Depot and Lowe's and some of the hardware stores of how many people were there this weekend. And, you know, folks, I just tell you, if you don't have to get out, don't get out. This is not something that we need to be joking with. This is a very serious situation. Look at all the data that's coming across, and everything tells us that we're going to have a surge around the third week of April. So this is not going away and something that we need to take serious. We need to be smart. So I cannot tell you enough that, you know, we can put stay at homes and safer guidance, but we need your help to be able to do your part. So please share that message. All right, I want to go through and look at some of the questions that we've had so far, and I'll do my best to be able to get those answered. Let's see.
You're listening to Mayor Shane McFarland, his COVID-19
briefing. Eight confirmed, how many waiting on results? I don't have the, what they call the persons under inspection. I don't have that. As of Sunday, there were 30 people that were waiting on results to come back. Are you or Bill Ketchron able to mandate a stay-in-order place? That's something we're looking at right now. Just to tell you, people are taking the safer at home order as a vacation. I don't disagree with that. I cannot tell you enough, and that's something that, you know, as we say with social media, we all have influence. There are many of y'all that have way more influence than I have with different individuals. So please make sure and you get the word out to urge people to stay at home. The dog park is closed. So there was a question about the dog park. All right, let me go through and look at our city site here. Sorry, folks, the comments come in so quick. It's hard to keep up with all of them. Let's see. What a blessing the weather. Closing Walmarts along with churches. No, don't have the ability to close Walmarts. Let's see. Are the greenways still open? Yes, the greenways are still open. Not a real good way to shut down the greenways just because there's so many access points over the 20 miles of the greenway. But we're urging, you know, clearly I think families need to get out and they need to be able to exercise, but you need to be able to social distance. And the greenway's a great spot to be able to do that. I watched a documentary or an interview this morning, and that 6-foot rule is widely accepted as a good buffer on staying away. So, you know, the greenway paths are very wide, so you've got plenty of room on the greenway to be able to stay to social distance and stay away. Let me scroll down through. Let's see. So proud of the town for raising all that money for the child bus. Absolutely. I appreciate many of y'all that were sharing that. As of yesterday morning, there were almost 1,000 shares where that went out. So, you know, I don't see who donated. I don't know who donated, but I know, you know, that every little bit helped, and I greatly appreciate that. Let's see. Have been in constant contact. There's a question about coordination. I've been in constant contact with, you know, with all of our municipalities. I've had so much contact with Mary Esther in Smyrna, with Jason in Laverne, Chad in Eagleville, Mayor Ketchron. We're all constantly working together to see how we can help one another to make sure that not just the citizens of Murfreesboro, but all of our residents in Rutherford County are protected. And I think that's something that we all have a heart for. Ashley Ryan McFarland is a gem. How did you trick her years ago? I don't know. I ask myself that every single day. So, and, you know, I know, I'll say this, this is hard on a lot of people who are at home all day long and don't get to leave. So, you know, we really need to be making sure that all this that we're doing, there's people who need help. It may be your neighbor. So, make sure that you're staying in contact. Why do we Who do we contact if our employer is wrongfully classifying itself as essential? That's a good question, Brandon. If you will email me smcfarland@murfreesboro.tn.gov, I will make sure and find out who I need to send that to. Let's see. I'm going to give it a couple more minutes. For businesses that remain open, such as Lowe's, Home Depot, et cetera, can you encourage them to offer more curbside pickup to limit the number of people that go inside? Ashley, we have been doing that. Yeah, absolutely. The hardware stores are classified as essential businesses. So, you know, I think that's something. I was talking with the mayor of Franklin yesterday, and they had a conference call, which we're also working on with the big box retailers to be able to ask them to do their part as well. And most of them are already doing that. The one thing I was really impressed, I had to go to CVS the other night. They had they had tape on the floor set out in 6-foot increments at the checkout. So things like that, I think, that are great. What additional steps are you considering, Kaylee? We're working on several different things right now that we're trying to find out. Look, my number one goal, I want to do everything that I possibly can to protect the residents in the city of Murfreesboro. You know, I told you we're working with all of our other municipalities inside Rutherford County to take care of what they're doing, and we want to lend a helping hand. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think we've all learned throughout this process that there are things that we have control over and that we don't have control over. I don't have control over what happens in Nashville. I don't have control over what happens in Washington. But we do have control over what we can do in the city of Murfreesboro. And there's limits to that, you know, legally that we can and can't do. But I want you to know, and that's something we're really stressing to all of our residents, that we all need to do our part. And that's, I think, you know, every mayor that I've talked to in Rutherford County, we all want to make sure and do that. All right, let me look at this other one, and that will we'll call it a night. As I told you, I think we did this on Sunday. Any word on graduation and proms for our seniors? I have not heard anything from the county on graduation and proms. My guess is, I hate to even guess, but I think we're going to be dealing with this for a while, and I'm not sure exactly what that is going to look like, Shannon. So if I told you, I have a personal opinion on what I think will end up happening, but I hate to share that as the mayor of Murfreesboro, because I don't know how the county's going to handle that. So anyway, we'll probably do another one of these. We're meeting as a council on tomorrow night. We did a setup at 4 o'clock today where we're all Zooming in our council meeting. So that's something that tomorrow night you'll be able to watch our council meeting on Zoom, which was pretty cool. But I suspect we'll probably do another one of these on Saturday and Sunday. I fully expect that we'll continue our executive order that we have in place on Saturday, that will renew. So I want to, again, stress to all of those that are out there, please do your part. Stay at home. Social distance. I mean, we've got some beautiful weather coming. Stay outside. Spend time with your family. But help us do our part. Spread the word on social media that we need to make sure and do our part. So, folks, anything that y'all need, smcfarland@murfreesboro.tn.gov, and I can't tell you that I'll know the answer, but I'll make sure and do everything I can to get that information to you. Again, I'd like to close all these by saying we're going to get through this. We don't know what's coming, but I know with all of our faith that we're going to do everything we can to keep the residents of Murfreesboro safe and the residents of Rutherford County safe. So I appreciate everything y'all do. God bless.